21st Century Activism News Hour, killray.org. I'm DJ Marquis. This show is all about participating in this democracy in which we reside. It's as only as good as our participation in it. So today, we'll be looking at online action alerts from the Natural Resources Defense Council. We'll also be looking at one from Act for Change, and also one from the Electronic Frontier Federation. So please stay tuned. We have a great show ahead, great music, and great opportunities to take part in this democracy in which we are perhaps lucky enough or blessed enough to reside. To instant message during the show today, you can instant message us at killradio.org. That's our handle we use through AOL Instant Messenger, killradio.org. Same as our website address, just without the dot. And we'll be back. This is the band Play with the song Blue. 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Marquis, killradio.org.
sky is a goal to come. You're hiking me at falling. And then gone more first to come.
KeelRadio.org. Here, here. Had a little bit of a technical mishap today with the playlist. I made a big mistake with the playlist today, so I just threw one together real quickly. It's going to be a little schizophrenic, perhaps even a little redundant, if those two words can even happen at the same time. So let's get to the first matter at hand today. I got an email from the Natural Resources Defense Council. It's always written from their president. I don't know if he actually reads it or writes it, but it's with his name signed to it. So here's what it says. It says, "Dear Marquis, please speak out against plans for a dirty coal-fired power plant in New Mexico that would release mercury and other toxic contaminants into the environment, pollute waterways, and threaten human health. A global energy company and the Dyne Power Authority want to build the plant on the eastern edge of the Navajo Nation in northwestern New Mexico. The Four Corners region is already home to two of the most polluting power plants in the country. If we don't act now, this area could soon be besieged by a new wave of environmental hazards. In addition to mercury, the proposed desert rock plant would increase emissions of soot and soot-forming pollutants, which can cause asthma attacks, heart disease, and other health problems. Furthermore, the Navajo Nation would receive less than 5% of the projected electricity output from Desert Rock, even though many Navajo people still have no electricity in their homes. Most of the power would likely be exported to Las Vegas and Phoenix." So to check this out, just go to savebiogems.org. That's savebiogems.org. SAVEBIOGEMS. That's their activism part of their website. Savebiogems.org. And then if you scroll down, you'll see an area that says Yellowstone / Greater Rockies. And if you click on that, that image, it'll take you to this very issue. When the American buffalo rebounded from near extinction and gray wolves returned to the wild, they found their refuge in the tawny grasslands and pine-covered ridges of Yellowstone National Park. When grizzly bears lost most of their habit to logging and development, the northern Rockies provided them with thousands of square miles of wild forests and meadows they needed to survive. Without the vast stretches of Rockies wilderness, where will the next species go to be replenished? So click here to save this bio gem. And there's the letter I written out. It's actually being sent to I'm trying to figure out what this acronym is. I don't know. It's at the it's to Haroline Yazzie at the NEPA coordinator. And I wish I knew what that group was. But there's the email for you. You can fill in the information below. You can even change the email if you want. If you're already a subscriber to this, which I highly recommend if the environment is an important issue for you, and how could it not be? This is where we live, right? I did, though, see a very funny t-shirt one time that said, I hate the environment. And I thought that was so funny. It's absolutism. But if you are a subscriber to these BioGems alerts from the Natural Resources Defense Council, you'll get an email about this and other ones when they come up. And then you can just put in your email address, and it'll have already have your information once you already do one. It'll save that information for you. So I sent it off. And again, this is to stop a polluting power plant to be built in the northwestern part of New Mexico, part of the Yellowstone Greater Rockies biogem, as the Natural Resources Defense Council calls it. But it's also on Navajo land. And did you know that many people living on the Navajo Nation do not have electricity, yet they would only get 5% of this power plant serving them? So again, this is through the Natural Resources Defense Council. It's savebiogems.org. Click on, scroll down, and where it says Yellowstone Greater Rockies, click on that, and you'll see it right there, and you can send it off. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis. And since I'm just throwing together the music today, I'm just going to go to it. This is Los Angeles Negros with the song Mi Niña. You're listening to KillRadio.org's 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis. Curator.org. Talking too loud. It's like every week the board is different. And I'm constantly having to readjust myself. So we're back. I'm not going to talk about any music today because I just threw it together. So I got this urgent action alert from Act for Change. It is the activist arm website of Working Assets. If you don't know about them, they are a progressive company, actually. Although they sell long distance and cell phones, they are a progressive political group where a percentage of your bill goes to their goes to progressive organizations. So this is an urgent alert I got from them. Again, when you subscribe to these, you get them in your email. This one says, don't give Alberto Gonzalez the power to speed up executions. When Congress reauthorized the Patriot Act in 2005, death penalty supporters slipped in a provision intended to speed up appeals in federal death penalty cases. These procedures would limit review of death penalty cases in federal court and give the U.S. Attorney General the sole power to decide whether individual states are providing adequate counsel for defendants in death penalty cases. There's no one more unsuitable to make these life and death decisions than our current Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez. While serving then-Governor Bush in Texas, Gonzalez presented clemency briefings to Bush before each death penalty sentence was carried out. The record shows a distinct pattern of Gonzalez presenting briefs that were biased towards execution and deliberately excluding information that could have helped defendants argue for clemency. So if you go to workingforchange.com, that's the website, workingforchange.com, and click on the link at the top. It says all actions. Click on that. Workingforchange.com, and then click on all actions. And then you'll see at the very top under current advocacy campaigns from Working Assets, it says don't give Alberto Gonzalez the power to speed up executions. The email is already written out. Again, the body of the email is open so that you can edit it accordingly. And if you've subscribed to this before, your information is already inputted. But it is also there so that you can update it. What this ultimately, this power is going to do is the Bush administration is basically proposing to give the same types of power to Gonzalez on a much broader scale. And in these powers, I'm reading this wrong. Let me start over. The Justice Department has just released proposed regulations that, if adopted, will give the Attorney General's review of state applications for fast-track status. But the administration is permitting only a short time for public comment on these regulations. Comments must be received by September 23rd of this year. Given the life and death nature of the Attorney General's potential new powers and his clear history of bias towards the death penalty, it is vital that the public submit comments in opposition to these new regulations. No attorney general, least of all this one, should have discretionary authority over fast-tracking inmates toward execution. So again, the email is already written out for you. It's going to a Miss Kim Ball Norris. She's probably in the Justice Department. And it's also being CC'd. It will be CC'd to your representative in Congress. Mine is Representative Lucille Roybal Ayard. So I'm going to send this off, and that's that. Yep, it went through. So when we come back, we'll look at a urgent action from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Defending Freedom in the Digital World is their subtitle. You're listening to Close Your Eye. I'm sorry, you're listening to... Wow, that's a show I used to do a long time ago. You're listening to... The 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis, on killradio.org. KillRadar.org, 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis. Marquis at KillRadar.org, MARQUIS at KillRadar.org. Also, the MySpace page is myspace.com/Marquis_KR, MARQUIS_KR. Had a great playlist in store for you today, and I wasn't able to play it because of an error on my part. So I threw this one together. On the fly. Here it is. So let's go to our final online activist issue. It comes to us from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Go to EFF.org. That's E, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, .org. www.eff.org. Click on Action Center. And at the very top, the very first alert, it says, pull Congress back into the wiretapping fight. Click on that and you'll get more information. What I love about how the EFF does things is they have a lot of background information about their issues that they make available. As you'll see below, there's a link to the text of the actual bill. It's on a different website. There's also an analysis by the Center for National Security Studies. And then there's a roundup of opinion op-ed pieces from probably various newspapers. And then finally, there's a link to the Electronic Frontier Foundation's case against AT&T for its role in the NSA's domestic spying. But here's the issue. In August, Congress passed legislation that broadly expands the National Security Agency's authority to spy on Americans without warrants. Now Congress needs to undo the damage as soon as possible. And to make it do that, your representatives need to hear from you. By capitulating to the president's demands for sweeping new surveillance powers, Congress not only trampled on your constitutional rights, but also disregarded its own constitutional duties. The law permits warrantless surveillance of persons reasonably believed to be located outside the United States, even when they are U.S. citizens or are communicating with U.S. citizens with no prior court approval and only minimum court oversight. Rather than setting meaningful boundaries on the executive, Congress essentially handed him a blank check to invade Americans' privacy. The most important check on government surveillance still remains, though, it's you. Tell your representatives to repeal this legislation and restore your rights now. This email has already been written out to you. It goes to your congressional person after you fill out the information. Again, the body of the email is written for you, so you can edit it accordingly. You just need to fill in your information in the fields to the left of the email, and then it will send it to your to the proper member of Congress, your proper representative. So let's look at what this email says. Again, this is through the Electronic Frontier Foundation, Defending Freedom in the Digital World, EFF.org. Click on Action Center and then look at the top issue. It says, pull Congress back into the wiretapping fight to restore your rights. I'm actually filling this out. Let me just feel, let's see, am I on here? Nope. I'm typing with one hand because I might have something important to say in between this moment of typing. Okay, this is what the email says, at least how it's written out now, and you can edit it accordingly. Even the subject of the email, subject says, "Repeal the Protect America Act and stop the administration's abuse of spying powers." Dear decision maker, I am a constituent and I am outraged by the Protect America Act, Senate Bill 1927, which undermined the Constitution and the privacy of Americans. I demand that this legislation be repealed and that Congress take immediate action to rein in the NSA's domestic spying activities and restore my fundamental rights. After the president's unconscionable abuse of surveillance powers for nearly 6 years, how could you rubber stamp his demands? Congress hastily passed this legislation, even though it is still lacking basic details about the NSA spying program. Sacrificing all Americans' privacy in the name of national security doesn't make you appear strong and doesn't earn my support. Congress showed weakness in caving into the administration's fear-mongering. The law has a weak sunset provision, but restoring protections for our fundamental rights shouldn't wait even a day. Please repeal this egregious expansion of spying powers before any new legislation is passed. Congress ought to thoroughly investigate the NSA spying program first and ensure the administration is held accountable for breaking the law. Sincerely. And then it puts in your name, your address, city, state, and zip. All right, well, I'm going to send that off right now. And we're done. So thanks so much for listening today. We had three activism alerts. One was from the NRDC, Natural Resources Defense Council. Second one was from Act for Change, Division of Working Assets. And then finally this one from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. This show, like all shows, is recorded and uploaded to be for your downloading pleasure. It'll be available. Well, we've been having issues with the way the server that holds our recordings work. So I've been a week behind in uploading. So if you don't see it anytime soon, you'll for sure see it a week from today. You can find all the links at my MySpace page, myspace.com/Marquis_KR, MARQUIS _KR. You can always email me if you have any questions or comments or other online groups that you'd like me to know about. My email address here at Kill Radio is marquis@killradio.org. That's MARQUIS @killradio.org. Coming up next at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Pacific time, is the show Here Here. It's with DJs John and my other incarnation, Mark. In this time before we begin, I will be incarnating into my other personality and doing that show as well. It's an all-submission show. Bands from all over the world submit. We play it. No questions asked. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis, on killradio.org.
don't you knew? No, 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 no. Don't you know I need you, Lord? Don't you know that I need you? Don't you know?